really good. It's like a quarantine love story, but it's not super hard on the romantic-y stuff. It's super good. Definitely would recommend it. And I'm almost finished, and I don't know what's about to happen because, like, it's close to the end, but the main character is in a fight with her girlfriend. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. I'm excited to see the ending, but then I don't want it to end because it's so good.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I'm reading three different novels at once currently. Going Viral, Palace of Spies, and Rain Rain.
Yeah, I often read multiple books at once. I just finished one because we had I'm in the nonfiction book club for the library. And we just finished Braiding Sweetgrass, which was great. And our next one sounds really interesting. It's called A Woman of No Importance, and it's about an American spy, female spy, during World War II.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, got really good reviews, and it seems like it'll be fun.
That's awesome.
And Amelia had to leave us, but Fatia, do you have anything coming up that you're excited about?
I have some, like, I'm really excited about concerts coming up and an event coming up at school, at my school.
Great. Sounds really fun. Well, on that note, we'll say goodbye. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
More books. Until then, happy reading.
1, 2, 3, and... I was just gonna lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. On Monday, October 3rd, first Monday in October, WGXC Morning Show has Rensselaer County Court Judge Deborah Young, an interview with her about her campaign, and also a brand new song from DN Rest. That's Aaron from Buchan Gates that lives in Hudson. At 10 a.m., hop on the Afrosonic Taxi with new tracks from Ebo Taylor, Shay Saduka, and Frank Byong, among others. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three Show, this week with music from Nobukazu Takamura, Kimo Poljan, and Johnny Greenwood. 2 p.m., the Vital Weekly Show showcases brand new music from around the world, including tracks from Woody Sullender, Violeta Garcia, and Candy Nook today. At 8 p.m., Winslow from Athens is live from Accra with the Upon the Cypress Bough Show. It's his second episode, so tune in. And then from Palinville, Nick and Lisa host Radiant Point live from Accra on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love?
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 30th. And here is your fall foliage forecast. We have 70% change expected for the next week in the hills around Hunter and Windham. Woodstock down on the ground is expecting a 25% change, and so is the Hudson and Copaic area. However, being out there personally, I could say Copaic is starting to turn, and it might be even deeper than that. When you get back from checking out all those lovely leaves, the next thing to check out is your heating system. Sweaters aren't going to cut it forever. And with the way utility prices are expected to be this year, going after gaps, cracks, and anything else letting in drafts with caulk and paint and sealant is going to have a major financial impact. The sooner, the better. Okay, back to business. Local early morning temperatures range from 36 degrees in Ashland to 44 over in Rhinebeck. Didn't quite dip into the frost territory, but if anybody saw some, please let me know at weather@wgxe.org. The regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. Today is going to be similar to yesterday. Lots of floating clouds and a high temperature of 62 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, we have a low of 46. That should be safely out of the frost zone. But then on Saturday, it is going to be pretty dreary. Cloudy, chances of rain all day and a high of only 59 degrees, happening at 3 p.m. Overnight, isolated rain chances linger as we watch the temperature fall to 50 degrees. Sunday, rain finishes by 9 a.m. and cloud cover will hamper the temperature rise, so we will see a high of only 58 degrees. Monday, still dry, little warmer, high of 60 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:53 a.m., high tide at 6:17 a.m., low tide at 12:50 p.m., high tide again at 6:46 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 64 degrees, and the current strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:27 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:47 a.m. Looking way up, we see the expected coronal mass ejection arrived, but was relatively weak and is not expected to cause any trouble. Can't say the same for the sun, as an active sunspot region rotates into view. Flare chances are up, 30% chance for M and 5% chance for X-class flares. Solar wind speed is currently 543 kilometers per second at 8.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 56. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Sharon Udalson is reporting for The Hill that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on September 29th that the state of New York will require all new vehicles purchased beginning in 2035 to be zero-emission models. Hochul said in a press conference in Westchester County, and I quote, "We're really putting our foot down on the accelerator and revving up our efforts to make sure we have this transition, not someday in the future, but on a specific date, a specific year, by the year 2035, end quote. Hochul announced a series of new electric vehicle initiatives for the state and said that 35% of new cars will need to be zero emission by 2026 and 68% by 2030. All new school buses purchased must be zero emission by 2027. The governor said all new school buses purchased must be zero emission by 2027, with the entire fleet meeting those standards by 2035. The State Department of Environmental Conservation will be expediting its regulatory process to implement related legislation signed by Hochul last year, which would allow the state to realize those goals. Under the state's Drive Clean Rebate Program, residents can qualify for an up to $2,000 rebate in all 62 counties. The state has already issued more than 78,000 rebates and spent more than $90 million on the program, according to the governor. Hochul also announced that the New York Power Authority just installed its 100th high-speed electric vehicle charger as a part of the state's Evolve New York statewide charging network. Any battery-powered EV can charge at these stations in as little as 20 minutes. New York State will receive $175 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law's $5 billion allocation for EV charging networks. And you can read more about this story at thehill.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that less than 3 weeks after being sworn in, Democrat Pat Ryan passed his first bill in the U.S. House of Representatives on September 29th. Ryan's bill would give access to VA home loans to those National Guard and Reserve forces conducting active duty for training or in training pipelines for specialized areas. The Expanding Home Loans for Guard and Reserves Act passed 296 to 127, a rare bipartisan vote, and now heads to the U.S. Senate. The Veterans Health Care Benefits Improvement Act of 2020 left out National Guard service members and reservists conducting active duty for training or entering into a longer training pipeline, and this bill would close that loophole. Ryan, who was elected in a special election for New York's 19th Congressional District after Democrat Antonio Delegato resigned to become Lieutenant Governor, said, and I quote, "There's some guardsmen and women who were and weren't eligible even though they were serving in the same battalion, in the same unit, in the same place. It shouldn't matter. This is really addressing that and righting that wrong," end quote. Ryan was sworn in September 13th and faces another election this fall, but he is running in the 18th Congressional District after the lines were redrawn. Ryan said, and I quote, "I feel tremendous pride. I'm able to help the veterans in something this important. This is really important, especially given the intersection of rising home prices and veterans' homelessness," end quote. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the world-famous dive team, Adventures with Purpose, a group dedicated to solving missing person cases, was in Greene County this week, hoping to provide information helpful to the family of Audrey Mae Heron. Sancia Ray Marie Elliott told the Facebook group Missing Mother of Three, Audrey Mae Turk Heron, on September 28th, "The group travels nationwide and since its founding in 2019 has solved 24 missing person cases. The group provides its services free to families." Elliott posted to the Facebook group late on September 29th, and I quote, "Adventurers with Purpose called me this afternoon, and they have concluded their searches for my mom today. All bodies of water along my mom's known route home, as well as every possible alternate route home, were looked at. Neither my mom nor her Jeep were found," end quote. Elliott continued, and I quote, "Please do not be sorry for us. We are feeling grateful. This is super helpful information because we can rule out the theory that she went off the side of the road accidentally on her way home from work. The current investigator on my mom's case is highly motivated to solve it, and I am hopeful that he will," end quote. Last month marked 20 years since Heron disappeared. Elliot, Heron's oldest child, was only 10 years old at the time. The Freehold mother of three was last seen driving west on State Route 23 in Catskill around 11 p.m. on August 29, 2002. A nurse, Heron, had just finished her shift at the former Greene County Long-Term Care in Jefferson Heights. She was reported missing by her family the next morning. Neither Heron or her black 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee have ever been found. Anyone with any information is urged to call State Police in Catskill at 518-622-8600. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle that all Great Barrington police will be wearing body cameras by September 30th, with each officer assigned their own. The department is the first in Berkshire County to order the use of body cams and with the full support of the police union. In the days ahead, officers will get used to the new technology and follow rules to protect the privacy of people who interact with police. Police Chief Paul Storti said, and I quote, "I think a lot of good will come from it. It's going to help us with our cases. When you go to court, we're going to have more evidence. Right now, we write reports based on observations out in the field," end quote. Storti said it will also help the department with officer training and in responding to citizen complaints against officers. Other area towns are securing the funds to pay for cameras. For Great Barrington and its 22 officers, the price tag was just under $59,000 for the cameras and 5 years of data storage. Sheffield and Stockbridge are next. Those departments have the equipment on order. Pittsfield Police do not yet have body cameras and are exploring policies governing their use. A number of people in the city called for cameras after a city man was shot by police this year and was later deemed to be justified use of force following an investigation. All state police in Massachusetts have been equipped with cameras since last year. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
What am I doing? I'm chilling in the radio lab, waiting on some DoorDash, because I haven't eaten all day longer. I'm starving, man. And again, I'm your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, and I'm with...
Everybody, it's DJ Cola here, your host. And besides just chilling, waiting for some DoorDash, how's life, you know? We haven't had you on the show for a little bit. How you doing?
Okay. Let's see. September, I'm not gonna lie, I've been a very, very boring and terrible month. For me, at least. But yeah, at least for me, it's been like a terrible month. It's been very, like, yeah, I know. It's been very, how do I say, boring? I get, not boring, but like, not the best. Yeah,
yeah, I get you.
Type.
I see with everything coming in, I'm a little bit sad to say goodbye to the warm weather.
It kind of already started getting cold.
Yeah,
so I'm not really sad, but yeah, for me at least. Not going live. Hoodie season is up.
I mess with that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, September is good weather. I'm just too worried about it getting cold, honestly.
Okay, but you're right. But at least we have fall. We get fall.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward.
Let's see how. But back to what you're saying. My fault. How has my month been? September has been trash. Well, no, September has been trash. Besides today, I got my permit, so that was my one good thing from September. I got my permit, so that was the only thing I really wanted. So I'm pretty happy. What, like driving? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My apologies, people, if I'm blowing out your eardrums. I'm very excited, I'm very hyped, and I'm very grateful to be back in the seat again. But I don't know what y'all been told, thinking I wasn't gonna come back. Like, come on now. You get it? You see what I was talking about? Because I ain't worried about nothing. And the reason why I say I ain't been worried about nothing, because we got a song. I ain't worried. By one Rape Public. Anything to say? We not worried about it, right?
I have no worries right now. I'm just big chill.
Word. All right, bye-bye. So, I have a question.
Yeah. What's up?
What's your favorite drink?
Drink? That's a tough one. I have to say, I love soda. I mean, why do you think I named soda? I am going to say cola.
What?
Coca-Cola. Just talking about them.
No?
No, 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 no. I do have to say Dr. Pepper. Coca-Cola. I mean, vanilla cola holds a candle. Like, holds a flame to a candle. Vanilla cola.
I like vanilla Pepsi.
Vanilla Pepsi.
The Jonas.
That's trash. No, I'm joking.
Let's see. Oh my god. Do you need a hug? Like, are you okay, man?
I just need some.
You know, my favorite drink is ready now. It's Body Armor. Body Armor is always a good drink. Especially strawberry grape. Please tell us, people, what is your favorite drink? No. What's one of your most favorite activities to do when you're home? Indoors. And you're trapped.
Like a rainy day we're talking about?
Right? No. You're just trapped by will. Sure willpower.
Alright, so I'm... Okay, so I'm... And I'm locking up my house. let's see.
Playing some Zelda Forest. Huh? Playing some Zelda Forest. Okay. Because you know what I'm doing? Listen to that good old SpongeBob tune. Listening to that good old Krabby Patty flipping sponge. What's his name? He don't work at the chum bucket. You work at the... like Krusty Krab. Oh, man! Who? Who? I don't recognize.
Let me look him up. What's his name? The Sponge? Sponge.
Because you want to know who I like? Who I like? Who I like? Let's see who I like. Who do you like? Let's see.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Who is this?
And here you are!
What?
Aye,
what?
Aye, Captain!
Kids, I grew up with a face of crazy.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SquarePants!
SquarePants!
Absorbent in yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Nonsense be something you wish.
Squirrel, squirrel, peace.
And drop on the deck and flop like a bee.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hey, SpongeBob SquarePants. Hey, SpongeBob SquarePants. Hey, SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. It's my boy, SpongeBob. What?
Who's your favorite character from SpongeBob?
Squidward. No, I'm playing. Honestly, bro, I never liked Squidward. Never liked Squidward. Nah, bro. Squidward is really just an adult, bro. Squidward is really just an adult, bro.
You know, like the saying that as you're a kid, you feel like SpongeBob, and then when you grow older, you become Squidward?
No, I got older, and I felt like Patrick.
You want to know
the thing that makes me sad?
What makes you sad?
Is that kids, unless you're really a fiend for Power Rangers, you'll never really hear the old Power Rangers theme song. And it hurts my soul.
Gosh,
especially Dino Thunder. My childhood, I grew up with Dino Thunder. See him coming closer, near the morning belated. Centuries gone by, protectors of the right. Two friends on the fight. What? I don't know about that. Who forces win? Nevermore. Protectors of the right. Right? Really? Good one. Jimmy Neutron was a goat. I was just like, do you remember the special, bro?
That was fire.
Jimmy Neutron.
Crossover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, I'm just playing.
That was perfectly synced. We said one at the exact same time. Give us some props for that one.
Right? Jim. Jimmy Neutron. All right. Let's see. If you could be a slug. What color slug would you be?
What's Gary's color, homie? We going back to SpongeBob. I'd be like Gary's color.
Gary's like a blue color?
Nah, he's like pink and he's got those purple swirls. Or, you're talking about a shell?
I'm talking so much. Chill.
Jimmy?
How do you spell Jimmy, folks? Isn't it like G? I? M? Is it M? Huh? Mm. Oh, it's M. E.
Eh.
A. O.
O.
O. O. Oh my God. Jimmy. Jimmy. Carl! Oh my God, do you remember? Do you remember, what was it? What was it? Do you remember, the little spinoff show, Sheen?
Oh my God.
Was it Sheen?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, Sheen is. I relate to Sheen. He's the homie. I feel like Sheen would be.
Jimmy Neutron.
Like, just a great guy to have a party with.
Really?
Yeah.
Think so?
Good vibes.
Jimmy Neutron. Bro, if you're not messing with Jimmy Neutron, bro, what are you doing? I remember I had the movie. Like imagine if slime would have been popular back then.
I mean, it kind of was with Nickelodeon. We had the whole, Kids' Choice Awards slime thing.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, they wasn't just selling slime off the shelf, man.
I feel like that would have.
Hey, guess what?
3, 2, 1.
No, we do. Gotta do it. You have to do it too.
Oh, I gotta count.
3, 2, 1.
Gotta blast!
Adventure. You really look at it, bro. This song was so short. Like, the Jimmy Neutron song was so... Neutron...
Did you just pull up an episode?
No, I didn't. What's that?
I thought we were just
going to
be chilling
with Jimmy Neutron. That would really be fire. Like, but, actually... You wanna know what I would do if I met Jimmy Neutron? Play the 6:30 news.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mapp said this week that hospitalizations related to the coronavirus have reached a low for the year in his county. There were 9 people in area hospital September 29th, with 3 in the intensive care unit and 1 person on a ventilator. But at the same time, total cases were at 129, down slightly from the September 11th high of the summer of 152 cases. Mapp said, and I quote, "I think it's reasonable to say at this point that the higher than expected positive cases we've had over the summer months will continue on into the fall and likely increase with all of us moving inside. I hope this downward trend in hospitalization continues. Maybe this is confirmation of what we've been told by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and others that the variants we're seeing now may be more contagious but less virulent," end quote. Of the current new cases, 47 residents and 13 staff had tested positive from the Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing Barnwell in Valencia. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko and local environmental groups and advocates recently celebrated at Skodak Island State Park the House passage of his New York, New Jersey Watershed Project Act. The bill would invest $20 million annually to improve water quality and increase public access on the rivers. Tonko, a Democrat, said, and I quote, "Our waterways stand as economic drivers while also reflecting and upholding our rich history. The New York-New Jersey watershed is America's most populated driving tourism and serving as a community treasure for millions of visitors and residents alike. Despite this, our watershed remains underfunded and without key federal assistance, leaving it in greater danger from pollutants and at increased risk for floods that threaten public health, ecosystems, and industries, end quote. Tahco failed to pass what was previously called the Hudson-Mohawk River Basin Act, but at least got the renamed measure through the House of Representatives this year as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. Jonathan Kramer, president of the Hudson River Foundation, said, and I quote, "This legislation is a key part of funding research and scientifically backed efforts that will make New York's waterways more resilient to climate change," end quote. Tahco faces a rematch with Republican Liz Joy this fall for re-election in the 20th Congressional District. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Mike Goodwin reports for the Times Union that Hurricane Ian will probably not impact the upper Hudson Valley much. After moving inland September 30th in South Carolina, the storm is predicted to head northwest and back east into the Atlantic Ocean. A Canadian high-pressure system dropping into the United States is expected to keep it away from our area. Andrea Ebuoma, a Weather Service meteorologist based in Albany, said on September 29th, and I quote, "Right now, the high pressure is winning," end quote. If anything, a few rain showers could hit the southern Hudson Valley from what will then be the remnants of the once powerful hurricane. Of course, the storm has surprised forecasters a few times so far, so the predictions could be wrong. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that State Senator Michelle Hitchie pinned Liberty Medals on three young Greenville brothers who saved the life of a man trapped in a burning car in August. Peter V and Nicholas Lacari, both 14, and their brother Dylan Lacari, 7, got the highest civilian honor that a New York resident can receive from the State Senate for their heroic or humanitarian acts. Hitchie said the three brothers, and I quote, "demonstrated the type of courage that most of us would like to think we would exemplify in a moment so dire, but few actually could," end quote. On the night of August 7, 2022, Peter Lacari III and his three sons drove up on a car crash on Route 32 in Greenville. When their dad failed to get a garden hose to reach the burning car, the boys formed a bucket brigade to control the flames until first responders arrived and saved the man's life. Hinchy said, and I quote, "The level of selfless bravery and quick-thinking heroism these brothers and their dad displayed was nothing short of exceptional," end quote. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website, WGXC.org, for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice day.
Girl, you know I'm far from perfect, I won't lead you on. But tonight is feeling perfect, it's your favorite song. I know that mood right, I know that mood right. Oh, dance in the moonlight, dance in the moonlight. Oh, dance in the moonlight. Oh, dance in the moonlight. Oh, dance in the moonlight. Dance in the moonlight. Oh, 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 don't know when I met you, but I met you. Don't know why I love you, but I love you. Oh, it's something about that dress, the way it fits you. I don't even wanna tell you to take it off, but baby, take it off. We in this party, only no time for monologue. She say I'm Kevin Hart funny, so she gon' ride along. She say she came with. We could dance in the moonlight, oh, she got a man. I told him, come to the moonlight, bro. Don't stand a chance, don't stand a chance in the moonlight, oh. We throw them hands in the moonlight, oh. Love the moonlight, make love in the moonlight, oh. I've been myself since birth, ain't nothing like y'all. Love
off in the moonlight. Make love in the moonlight, y'all. I've been myself since birth. Ain't nothing like y'all, y'all. You know I'm far from perfect. I won't lead you on. But tonight it's feeling perfect. It's your favorite song. I know that move right. I know that move right off. Dancing in the moonlight. 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 Girl, you know I'm far from perfect, but I'm really worth it. She said that I'm pretty in person. I'm driving her crazy, you know I'm really swerving. I'm cutting so deep, I'm feeling like a surgeon. You know I'm far from perfect, I won't lead you on. But tonight it's feeling perfect, it's your favorite song. I know that move right, I know that move right off. Dancing the moonlight, dancing the moonlight off. Dancing the moonlight off, dancing the moonlight off.
Sad. I didn't get my DoorDash. I'm very hungry. I may have to go ahead and get back it up.
This is way worse than the
coin stand. And this is not funny. And if I cancel, I only get $6.99 back.
Not even your full price.
No. I paid like what, $12, $10?
That was DoorDash trying to do that to you. I think they got a lawsuit on their hands coming up.
It keeps. But no, I actually did order DoorDash and it hasn't gone here, because I can't find a Dasher. Do you think it would work? Do you think it would work? Do you think for legal reasons it would work if I had someone pick it up and then I canceled it because I'm not a DoorDasher? Would that work? What is that illegal?
I mean,
let's say like hypothetically, like you know, they're so far apart, you know, it's just a go, you know, it's legal, illegal, you know, it's just one word.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, illegal
kind of
has the word goal.
In it. Yeah, you feel me? We're striving for our goals. So like, what if, I was just, you know, got a person who wasn't a Dasher, you know, my what if they got my order, and, I can't, and then I got my $6.70, and I got my $6, you know, so now.
Thinking about is called unpaid labor.
I mean, they do make a lot of money. It's, you know,
and
it's dumb.
I think that is illegal.
But. How did you like that song? What do you mean, kid? I'm a wholesome person.
I've had an investigation for a little while. It's okay. Just go back to the show.
Okay. So what was I saying? How's it going up in the old noggin, buddy?
I have 3 brain cells. I pay minimum wage, and the other one is on life support.
So right
now, the 2 that I pay minimum wage.
So like,
one of them scores a goal, I get a successful thought.
Okay.
And all the rest of the time, my 2 brain cells are just boop, boop. Like that, you know, like thought.
Yeah. Get the yeah. So like, how are you still functioning? I mean, I think I got a good 50-something thousand brain cells.
I mean, let's see.
Oh, wait, wasn't it already down to 2 brain cells? The sad part is I was messing with it. Can you beat the odds? Are you sure? Pretty hard.
I can't lose the millies. I bustin' off the swingy, wishing I was off a bean. No stalk, I was hungry for that money like a fiend. Too deep in that water, my life ain't had no order. Melodic blue stories, I'm feeling like Baby King. I do my own thing. I took 7 shots, no shame. At the wall, I'm still gonna blow you down. I ain't no stain, flow away. I don't give a fuck about no ceiling, cause we catch up and send them to the sky. It be like TJ, why do you move around with all them guns? I just tell them that's cause I don't wanna die. And trust me, I don't lie. Get fucked up, I'm a star right now. If I don't quit the blow, I will be in the stars right now. Grateful for the shit I got, cause I come from a hard life. Demons on my mental, so some shit I wanna archive. Friends looking out, trying to bring it down. Just thinking about the possibility, I frown. Proud in that water, father, don't let me drown. I can hear my grandma saying, don't let me down. People wanna kill me, or keep my gun round. I squeeze first, I can't lose the millies I found. No need to be my hobby. I know they mad, wishing they had finished me entirely. Shots that want me, little bro, say, trying to catch a body. Seen bullets hit a eye before he died. His face said, why me? How the fuck I'm living? All these won't fry me. One day they'll stop overlooking my gift, that's Wallahi. Millies in my bank account, but still ain't nothing jolly. These back and forth, trying to pop up like a ollie. You heard they kill who? Drugs talking, sound like Molly. Can someone tell a boss, get off of my D? Never had no doubt if I'm gonna make it or no probably. Cause I ain't dummy, right? You eat. Grateful for the shit I got, cause I come from a hard life. Demons on my mental, so some shit I wanna archive. Friends looking out, tryna bring it down. Just thinking about the possibility, I frown. Proud in that water, father, don't let me drown. I can hear my grandma saying, don't let me down. People wanna kill me, or keep my gun round. I squeeze first, I can't lose the millies I found.
How do you feel? You got Rickrolled. I don't know how I would feel if I got Rickrolled, you know?
I wasn't expecting that. Audience, just so you know, I'm a victim here,
too. No, you know.
You should do this to us
in
your return, too.
Because I'm a goat. Like, I'm... Hey, Mom, look, a goat! No. Zoo. Buh. Goo. That was fine. I'm not gonna lie. I'm making that for myself. But. Do you come from a hard life?
A hard knock life.
No! Oh, wait, yeah. How you gonna play? Actually, yeah. Hard life.
Do I come from a hard life? I don't come from an easy life.
For us.
That's for sure.
It's a hard life for us. Na na na. Original or 2014 version?
Yes.
2014 version?
No.
2014 version.
Your life depends on it, because it does.
It's a hard knock life.
Wait. What does hard knock life mean?
It means our life sucks.
It's a hard
knock. Then yeah.
It's a hard knock life for us.
What?
It's a hard knock life.
You know.
For us. Status reading.
Yeah, for me. Anyway, really popping it for
real. It's a hard knock life.
Less singing and more cleaning. And make sure my bathroom shines.
It's a hard enough life.
For us, it's a hard knock life. For us, start treating. We can't shake.
Set up the scene.
We can't kick. It's a hard knock life.
that my companions, people, friends, business workers.
Hello, friends and enemies, as I will say.
That was a Hard Knock Life.
Well, is it? Oh, never mind.
It's a Hard Knock Life for oh, yeah. So, that was that. But
I have to say, the fact that those kids have never seen Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, that's the second worst thing to ever happen to those orphans.
Doodle Bops.
Okay.
So, it's about that time. You know, 6:51. You know, listening to some Annie, you know, Hard Knock Life. But you want to know what I really want to listen to? You want to know what I really grew up on? On some valid stuff.
Yeah, me too.
This. I grew up on this, you know. Being a young kid, you know, not watching some good childhoods, you know. Do 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 do